Carmen Q here with Brandon Belt, Giants first baseman. How are you doing today, Brandon?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm excited for the season to wrap up a little bit.
Yeah, I hear you. It's been a long one, and I think everybody is kind of, tired a little bit and has worked so hard this season that, coming to an end is probably going to be helpful for us. We can just go home and rest a little bit.
So somebody's season who's coming to a close, career coming to a close, is Bruce Bochy. He's the only big league manager you've ever known. How is it knowing that you only have a handful of games left with him?
I think it's pretty special knowing what, I've been able to be a part of here with Boch, and I'm seeing what he's done and what his career has been and what he's done for me in my career. So, it's going to be a pretty special moment. It's going to be sad to see him go. And, he's the only coach I've ever known, and he's been a really good one. But, it's just kind of the way things are, and people have to leave at some point. So it's just his time to go and be with his family and enjoy his life.
If you had to kind of pinpoint one thing that makes him unique as a manager, what would you point to?
I think the relationships he forms with the players, and I was talking about this the other day, and we had like a little luncheon for him. I was telling a little story, and it was all about my first time coming up, and how he forms a relationship with the person, and you're not just a name that he writes on a lineup card. So I think that's pretty special to me. It's been special to, all the players that have come through here, and he tries to get the best out of you. He demands to get the best out of you. And if he doesn't, then, well, you're out of luck and you don't get to play. So I think that's helped me move forward in my career, and I'm very thankful for what he's done for me.
Speaking of retirement, when you retire, I guess, you have a pretty good eye at the plate. I always say, let Brandon Belt call his own strikes and balls. Would you ever consider being an umpire?
Probably not, but I was actually thinking about this exact thing the other day when I was sitting on the bench watching the game. I was like, I wonder if I could do something like that because, I'm used to the speed of the game and stuff like that. I wonder if I'd be any good at it. I would imagine it's probably harder to, or it seems like it's harder to call a game from behind the plate. And you got a lot of people wearing you out when you don't make the right call. I'm sure it's not as easy as we all think, but I don't know. I consider it, but I think I would just rather stay at home with my family for a while.
I mean, I think you could have a good strike three call. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd probably come up with something pretty elaborate. I don't know. I'm a hitter, so whenever people do that to me, when umpires do that to me, really, really just irks me and makes me mad. So I'd probably be pretty subtle about it. I don't want the pitcher to get a big ego up there. I'd rather have a more. Elaborate ball four call.
Oh, yeah, because you like the walks.
Absolutely. I love to walk. I'd rather walk than get a hit, for sure.
Don't say that too loud. People don't like to hear that from you.
I know. It was a joke. I know people don't like that. So, but I don't care. Guess what? I don't care. I like to walk. Sometimes I like to get on base. I like to score runs. If you don't like it, too bad.
Oh, there you have it, guys. So maybe you're more suited to be a broadcaster, because I read this article that Kerry Crowley did of the Bay Area News Group, and you said that you might be a good broadcaster, because I want to get this quote right. You said, I can make small talk about nothing for a really long time.
Yeah, I think that I can, but honestly, when it comes down to it, who knows? But I feel like that's what you have to be able to do. You got to feel some airtime while you're up there, and that's not an easy thing to do. So I feel like I can make up something to talk about for a while, even though it might not be baseball related, because that seems like what all the good broadcasters can do. They can tell stories, and they're able to talk and keep people interested.
Do you think you'd be good at interviewing somebody?
I feel like I'd be like Zach Galifianakis in Between Two Ferns, more like those questions. So I don't know if that's good or bad. I think some people might find it amusing, but maybe not the person being interviewed.
Like if you had to interview me, what would be your first question?
Who's your favorite baseball player and why?
I mean, it's Brandon Belt because he's got that OBP working. You know what I mean?
That's right. We love walking. No hits, just walk.
Oh, this is taking a turn. So I want to talk to you a little bit about your season, kind of segues into what we were talking about, walking a lot. You have been fairly unlucky, although I did look at your stats, and you are hitting the ball very hard. Your WOBA is good. You're still walking a lot. Do you feel like you've gotten kind of unlucky this season?
We kind of discussed this a little bit earlier. I had been feeling that way the whole time. I knew this was not, this is one of my better years at the plate. I felt great. I knew my approach was where it needed to be. I knew my swing was where it needed to be, and I was hitting the ball hard. Just wasn't coming up with hits, and that happens sometimes. And, you know, like I said, I really felt like I was going crazy at one point, because I know that how I was playing was not reflected in my numbers. And this is a game of numbers. You know, you got to produce. So it was really bothering me. And then, you know, it was brought to my attention that there were a lot of stats out there that pretty much proved what I was feeling inside. So that was nice to see. But at the same time, you know, you still work on stuff to kind of figure out how to make your own luck. And that's what I've been trying to do to finish off the season. It's been a little bit tough because I've been dealing with some knee issues. But, you know, I'm still, it's one of those things where you just kind of, you keep on working until the very end.
Yeah, and one of the things that I hear a lot is, you know, Brandon Belt strikes out a ton, which actually I looked at the numbers and you don't strike out more than the average player. So is that something you've worked on throughout the years?
Yeah, I think so. I think it comes with experience. And, you know, honestly, it's kind of a weird debate, because I would almost rather, this is going to sound weird, okay, but when I'm playing well, sometimes I strike out more than when I'm not playing well. When I'm not playing well, I tend to walk more, and I'll just, you know, I'll swing at pitches that I know I can't do anything with, and I'll put the ball in play to try to make something happen. But, you know, that causes me to swing outside my zone and make weak contact and stuff like that. When I'm making strong contact, I'm going after balls that I know I can hit well. But sometimes you get beat on those balls, and sometimes you're wrong, and that tends, you know, it just happens sometimes. And I've always noticed that when I'm hitting better, I will sometimes strike out more. So strikeouts aren't, it's not what I want to do. I hate striking. I wish I didn't strike out at all. But at the same time, I don't think it's a great measurement of how I'm doing at the plate, just for the reasons that I just described. And I think, you know, for me, the past 3 weeks or so, I've been hitting better, been hitting a lot more doubles. I still got to 30 doubles this year, and I think that's a pretty good mark. You know, and my strikeouts have gone up a tick. So, like I said, I don't think it's the best measurement to show how a player is doing at the plate.
Yeah, I agree. I think now that people are really launching the ball, people strike out more too. So I think it just goes hand in hand.
Well, guys are also throwing 100 every time you go out there. So it tends to happen. And, you know, we've talked about this a lot. You got guys that are throwing harder than ever. They're all throwing mid to upper 90s. They're throwing less fastballs than ever. So you're getting more off speed. And you're seeing at least three different pitchers every single game. So that makes it pretty dang tough. On top of that, I know that just goes for, you know, the strikeouts. On top of that, you're dealing with shifts out in the field, and I think that's what can create some bad luck there. But it's you know, strikeouts are strikeouts. They're not where you want to be, but considering the way the game is played now, it makes sense that they go up a tick.
And I want to switch gears a little bit. There are so many rookies that have come up through this season, especially. I mean, the clubhouse right now looks like a Costco on a Saturday. You know, there's just a lot of people in there. Do you remember what it's like to be a rookie and coming up for the first time?
Yeah, absolutely. It was awesome and terrible at the same time. It was awesome because I got to live out my dream and be in the big leagues. You know, this is something I've worked towards my whole life, and not just me, is my family, my parents, my grandparents, you know, my brother and my wife. They had been beside me the whole time, and it was an accomplishment for everybody. You know, but at the same time, I kind of just sat in my locker and didn't say much. You know, you're the young guy in the room. I was 22, and everybody else is at least 32 or 35. It was a pretty old team in 2011. So, didn't say much, kind of stayed to myself and tried to figure out, the big league way, if that makes sense. You know, it's just a different type of game up here than anything else you've experienced. And you're playing against guys that are a lot more experienced and a lot older than you. So it was tough in that regard, but I wouldn't change it for the world. I learned a lot of stuff. It made me who I am, you know, and probably, I will say, though, it didn't give me the slumpy shoulders. I've had that since birth. My dad has it, too. I feel like I've explained this enough, but apparently not enough, because people still give me crap for it. But, hey, guess what, guys? I slump my shoulders when I'm happy, when I'm sad, when I'm mad, when I'm just normal. It just happens, you know? And I have a lot of people come talk to me all the time and be like, hey, are you all right? Yeah, I'm all right. I'm just sitting here on my phone. You know, there's nothing wrong with me. It's just how this is the way I look. I got resting whatever face, you know? It's just how it is. So get off my back a little bit. I'm fine. You know, I hit a homer. I'm not going to come in and do jumping jacks all the way around the bases. I'm just going to do my thing and come in. Let the kids play. That's how I like to play.
I mean, do you think that when you strike out next time, you should just stand as straight as possible and just smile as you walk off?
Yeah, I'm going to get one of those man brawls, you know, kind of the reverse man brawl that kind of keeps your shoulder, gives you good posture, just so people get off my back a little bit about the slumping. But no, really, I don't. You know, like I said, it doesn't really bother me. It's just who I am, and you know, either people are going to like you, they're not. So what?
I mean, I think the slumpy shoulders thing is overrated, but that's just me. If we want to talk a little bit about the future of the team, seeing all these guys come through, you know, you got Mauricio Dubon here now, Tyler Beattie's really figuring things out. How do you feel about the future of the team?
I think that we got a lot of good young ball players on this team, and they have a chance to be studs, honestly. You look at somebody like Jalen Davis, who had the walk-off homer the other day, man, and Dubon, both of them, really, when they make the pitchers come to them and they get good pitches to hit, they hit the ball really, really hard. And they are very athletic, both of them. Dubon on defense looks like he's a 10-year veteran. He has done really well. Ron Wotus has done a great job working with him out there, and Augie as well. But they look really, really good. Got a lot of good youngsters on the team. Can't believe I actually just said that. I'm like, I feel like an old grandpa right now. But a lot of good young players on the team. I think the future's in good hands.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Brandon. Good luck on the last 3 days of your season. I need you to hit 3 more home runs, okay, if that's okay.
I'm going to try to hit 3 homers, but you never know what's going to happen. But you know what? If I played in a Little League ballpark, I'd have at least 50 homers right now. So
so just put you in a Little League ballpark is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's all I got power for. Guys, I have never, ever, ever hit 40 home runs in a season. I don't know where that came from. So stop at me on Twitter talking about 40 home runs. Honestly, I don't get on Twitter anymore. I haven't been on there in a while. But don't do it anymore. I've never hit 40 home runs. I've hit 40 doubles. I'm a doubles hitter, and every now and then I'll pop one out. But quit acting like I'm Barry Bonds or Babe Ruth or something. It's not me. It's not going to happen. I'm going to go up there and get extra base hits. But guess what? They might not be homers. So just lay off of it a little bit and enjoy the ball game. Enjoy watching baseball.
The man has spoken. Brandon Belt on KNBR 104.5 680, the sports leader.